Welcome to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Get your running, triathlon, swimming, or cycling questions answered by one of the best coaches in the world today.
Into the next episode of the Ask Coach Perry podcast. And my name is Brad Brown. With me, Lindsay Perry. Lindsay, today's question comes from Vincent Nortier. He's a triathlete, and he's making the switch. He wants to run Comrades next year. And he was saying, how would a Ironman marathon, a 3:42 in 2013, a 3:49 in 2014, translate to firstly a qualifying time and pace-wise just on an out-and-out marathon for Comrades? And as far as a realistic time and pace in relation to an uprun strategy, would a negative split strategy be applicable if at all possible? And I mean, Vince obviously is a pretty decent athlete. I know he's got some very good Ironman times as well, but he's a half decent runner too, isn't he, Coach?
Yeah, I know that's pretty solid. That's a bit understated. That's a very good marathon in an Ironman. So I would suspect that he would at least be able to go 3:15, 3:20, and with a little bit of specific marathon training, probably a bit quicker than that. Sub 3:10 is most likely possible for him, which starts putting him into the potential silver medal category. On the uprun, though, it's a lot harder to get a silver on the uprun for a start. So he's a very solid bull run, probably a sub 8 bull run candidate. And look, the uprun is a bit harder to run negative splits because the first 30Ks are just so hard that even if we run really conservative and do lots of walking, there is some payback that has to be made. So on the uprun, I always say that if you are about 5 minutes slower, you've had an excellent run. 10 minutes slower, you probably pass mark. And then from 15 minutes slower in the second half and upwards, then you probably ran a pretty poor race. Look, he's a good endurance athlete, good runner. Silver is not impossible, but it would take a lot of specific training to get even from a 3:42 down to a 3-hour marathon. But yeah, he's going to enjoy the uprun. And sorry, just to qualify my answer a little bit, on the downrun, it's not that the downrun is so much easier, but you know, when you're hurting, if you have the ability to fuss bait on all those downhills that come, you know, in the last 19 kilometers, even if you can still run at pace is what I mean. And as long as you're not cramping or completely toast, you can still hang on and get a silver. And that's why more people get silver on the down than on the up.
Brilliant. And yeah, just for everyone who's listening to us from abroad who doesn't know what fuss bait means, let me put some South African lingo in there. Thanks, Lindsay. Fuss bait just means literally translated to bite hard. So when you're gritting your teeth, you're just hanging in there. That's what fuss bait is. So thanks, Lindsay. I appreciate you putting in some lingo. We'll be back again tomorrow here on the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Get your questions in. Thanks for yours, Vincent. And yeah, looking forward to following your progress, man. Sort of followed you at Ironman the last couple of years, and it's going to be cool to see you at Comrades. So until tomorrow, cheers.
Be sure to subscribe to the Ask Coach Perry podcast on iTunes, follow it on SoundCloud, or listen to it on Stitcher. Follow us on Twitter @AskCoachPerry.